And we're about a minute 15 away from game time here on Prince of Wales Island in the town of Klawock. My name is Mike Swayze. I'll bring you the boys' action today. The girls just wrapped up, and I will give you a little bit of a breakdown on that girls' game. Rebound leader for Skagway was Kara. And Kara Whitehead came down with 10 boards. Delaney Rao with 8. Scoring spread out evenly for the Panthers. Bailey Jensen got a bucket. Kiara Selmer got a bucket. Kara got one free throw. Madison Cox got a bucket. Eliza Myers got a bucket. Mocha Larman got a bucket. Some steals out there. Yeah, Kara got a couple. Haley got a couple. Kiara, Madison, Eliza, they all got one. And the real team, just absolute performance tonight, came from the Klawock Chieftains on the ladies' side. They were led by a couple of players with 10 points, Ashley Hafeen and Mariah Sanderson. And Ashley Hafeen is a ninth grader, a freshman. She piled in 9 steals and 5 rebounds on top of that 10-point performance. So what a performance by Ashley Hafeen, if I'm pronouncing that name correctly. I sure hope I am. We are getting ready for action on the boys' side, and last night was a big win for the Klawock Chieftains, and by big, I don't mean intent. I mean they absolutely dominated Skagway on the boards, in the scoring column, and with their final defense. Now, Skagway has come out with an attack, and they are expecting that pressure. They know it's coming, and they have practiced how to beat that pressure defense. So we'll see if Skagway can upend that pressure defense and come out with a much better showing here this afternoon on a Valentine's Day in Klawock. You've got to hope they do. Here are the lineups in full here for Skagway. Colton Belisle, the junior. Alex Ackerman, another junior for Skagway. And Koda Shindo, the Japanese exchange student, a junior for Skagway. Stephen McKnight, a sophomore. Micah Cook, a sophomore. Wyatt Belisle, Danny Brady, and C.J. Dormito, all freshmen this year for Skagway. On the Klawock side, Mason Hoppe, Michael Kennedy, Sterling Carl, Silas Macaseas, all juniors. No seniors on this Klawock squad this year, but it's their sophomores that have been coming out and playing big minutes, led by Nate Yawkey last night. He is an all-around threat, about 6'2", 6'3", with the ability to sky through the roof of the gym. Terrific jump shot, and he's that kid that's in the gym 20 hours a day. Maybe sleeps a couple minutes there in the bleachers and gets right back into the gym the next day. So he is the kid to watch here on the side of Klawock. Also in the sophomore class, Moses Galachianoff, Kobe Edenshaw, Trey Marvin, putting in a lot of minutes. Blaze Diltz, one of the finest names in Alaska basketball. He is a freshman. And they've got a couple of eighth graders that they'll play tonight as well. Kevin Isaacs and Xavier Edenshaw on the court starting for Skagway tonight. Danny Brady, number 5. The ankle seems to be pretty good. He was hobbled a little bit last night, but he seems to be getting around fine. He's got a good tape job up there. Colton Belisle will jump center. Alex Ackerman, Koda Shindo, and Stephen McKnight all on the floor for Skagway, and it is time to tip it up. Tip one by Nate Yawkey from Klawock, and Klawock has the ball now. Klawock in their home white unis with the red trim in honor of Valentine's Day. No, that's just what they wear, a little bit of black in there as well. Skagway in their road, royal blue with yellow and white trim unis. Skagway will be going right to left across your headphone set today, and a quick steal by Danny Brady at the top of the key. He gets it. He lays it in with the left hand. No, no good. It was a little bit strong. Danny jumped a little too high on that one. Had a little bit too much power in the layup. And it looks like Skagway's coming out in a man-to-man defense. They were playing exclusively a 2-1-2 zone last night. And Skagway has decided, you know what, we couldn't stop them in the zone. And we couldn't rebound with them. So we've got to try something different. And that difference is the man-to-man. And so far, it has befuddled Klawock. Klawock didn't get anything in the first possession, and now in the second possession, they're out up top with the ball. Trey Marvin, now he wants to work into the lane. He takes it into the lane. His pass attempt over to the wing, out of bounds, and Skagway forces yet another turnover, and Skagway quickly has the ball, and Koda Shindo has the ball. He's looking at a trap, gets it over to Alex Ackerman. Alex Ackerman tries to out pass, to Colton Belisle, but the pass never got there. It was picked off by Kowalk and laid in by Colby Edenshaw. Colby Edenshaw, the recipient of that bucket. Now Skagway gets the ball inbound, and it looks like we've got a foul called. Yes, we do. That is going to go against Trey Marvin from Kowalk, and Skagway will take the ball in again. Skagway's got to be careful with their passes. They've got to be crisp, and you've got to come get the ball when it's in the air. And Skagway throws the ball out of bounds again. Coach Shindo thought Danny Brady was going to zig, but Danny Brady zagged, and that ball just went harmlessly out of bounds back over to Kowalk. We've got 2-0 on the board right now. Chieftains up over Panthers. And Yawkey looks to inbound the ball, but Skagway's pressure defense is fair and making it very difficult for Kowalk to get into their set. So Kowalk, there was a tip, the ball out of bounds. Kowalk gets the ball back. Trey Marvin now, guarded by Colton Belisle. Edenshaw gets free, gets it over to Marvin in the corner. His three-point bucket from the corner is good. 5-0 now. Quickly in to Alex Ackerman. The ball goes. Alex Ackerman in the middle of a trap, loses the ball to Trey Marvin. A nice pick set by Michael Kennedy. Gets Mason Hoppy free, but his shot no good. And Coda Shindle comes down with it from Skagway. Comes over the half-court circle. He looks over to the left to Danny Brady. Danny Brady looks in the inside, gets it back out top to Coda. Coda gets it over to Alex Ackerman. Alex Ackerman is bothered by by Trey Marvin. Gets the ball over to Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle's jump shot up, no good. Rebound fought for and controlled by Michael Kennedy. Yawkey quickly up into the forecourt. Oh, and a beautiful drive into the lane, but he loses control of the ball, and Danny Brady comes up with it, gets it over to Colton Belisle. They had numbers for a second, but Colton's going to slow it down, and he's going to bring it into the forecourt, get it over to Brady. Brady gets it over to Coda at the right-hand side of the three-point circle. Danny Brady into the lane, slashes through. Ooh, beautiful shot block by Yawkey. Quickly out to Trey Marvin in the forecourt. Trey Marvin looks at his slashing Mason Hoppy, who was not able to control the pass, but Kowalk does come up with a ball. Trey Marvin has it now on the right-hand side. A pick set by Yawkey. He decides to go around the pick the other way. Gets it back out to Yawkey. Yawkey's jump shot is good. And you've got to have a hand up in the face of Yawkey. He will make you pay. Skagway gets the ball in. Now Danny Brady working across the half-court circle, and he's got a fast break opportunity. One too many steps by Danny Brady as he had a look at the rim. But was unable to capitalize. But it looks like Skagway now has an answer for the pressure defense, and that answer is bringing it up in a team fashion. Last night, they were relying heavily on the outstanding ball handling skills of Coda Shindo, and that's changed a little bit. Coda Shindo with a steal up at the top of the key, and he's bringing it to the length of the court. He lays it up and in. 2 for Skagway, 8-2 the score. And Skagway looking a lot better on ball than they did in that first game, and that's thanks to the man-to-man. Ooh, and an interesting play now. It was Trey Marvin gets the ball on the right-hand side. He goes up with a hook shot. Is fouled in the air by Colton Belisle. Ball goes off rim and no good. But Trey Marvin will go to the line, the sophomore from Kowalk, to shoot 2. First shot up, and it is good. By Trey Marvin, yet another one of those sophomores that get big minutes on this squad. Alex Ackerman on the block, Colton Belisle on the block, Stephen McKnight to box out the shooter, and Danny Brady. Nobody boxes out the shooter, but it goes in, so no harm. Second shot up, a good 10-2 to score. Danny Brady gets it on the right-hand side and is fouled. That foul will go on Kobe Edenshaw, and we've got a new officiating crew, not the same officiating crew from last night, and the girls' game went much, much more smoothly than it had the night before. A lot less contact, a lot more fouls called, a much more reasonable basketball game. And this coach right here went and congratulated and thanked both of the officials after the game for a game well called. We do have a timeout on the court. 10-2 is the score, and will be a full timeout. A full timeout. And we're ready for action, resuming in the first quarter of play. 10-2 the score. Kowalk up over Skagway, and Trey Marvin is leading the way right now for Kowalk with 4 points. That's about it. I mean, 10-2. Not too much scoring on the Kowalk side yet, and we'll hope to keep it that way. Danny Brady now has the ball over the half court for Skagway. That pressure is being split up now. Skagway has found the answer. collision. They'll get it over on the right-hand side of Colton Bilal. Colton Bilal wants to work it back up to the top of the key. He's dribbling with the left hand, loses the ball, but almost picks it off from Edenshaw, unable to do it. Quickly into the forecourt, Trey Marvin with a layup opportunity and is fouled on the opportunity and will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Skagway gets lost a little bit on their defensive sets. They've got to figure out where their man is. I know that's a plural and a singular in one sentence, whatever. They got to find out where their men are and stay with them. Or else it's going to be a long night for the Panthers. But so far, so good. 4:08 to go here in the first quarter. 10-2 the score. Not a lot of offensive production yet for Skagway. But that will come as they've figured out how to break the press and get it over half court. Trey Marvin with his second free throw. First one missed. Second one missed. Ball poked out of bounds by Mason Hoppe from Kowak. It will be Skagway basketball. Alex Ackerman to inbound. Gets it over to Kota Shendo. Kota looks at the trap. Dribbles right past the trap. He's up into the half-court area, and they're looking to double-team him. Gets it over to Danny Brady. Danny Brady's jump shot draws nothing except for the thick hands of Michael Kennedy, who rips it out of the air, gets it into the forecourt. Trey Marvin with a jump shot, no good. Danny Brady comes down with a rebound. A nice hustle play by Brady. Tiptoeing up the right-hand sideline. He wants to go one against three. No, he's going to pull it back out. Gets it over to Ackerman. Ackerman gets to Dakota Shindo. Dakota Shindo trailing on the play. Has the ball at the top of the key. He wants to work a little bit on Mason Hoppe. Blows right by Hoppe. Gets it over to Danny Brady. Danny Brady's got it now. He's using the left hand. He's up at the top of the key, and he's kind of working around at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Tries to bounce pass into the middle, but Colton Bilal cut through, did not stay in the middle of the court. And that pass went over to Kloak. Kloak, another fast break opportunity off the turnover. And this is where Kloak kills you. They can push the ball up the court. On a turnover, they are very, very difficult. So it will be Trey Marvin again at the free throw line for Kloak. 3:18 left to go in the first quarter. First shot by Marvin, no good. And Skagway's holding at that 8-point deficit right now. C.J. Dormito checks into the game now for Danny Brady, first sub of the day for Skagway. Trey Marvin with a second shot opportunity. Up and good now for Marvin. 11-2 the score. Alex Ackerman inbounds over to Kota. Kota looking to work against this press, most of them in the forecourt. Now we've got a fast break opportunity. Colton Bilal gets into the forecourt, launches up a shot, partially blocked, and rebounded by Trey Marvin. Trey Marvin bringing the ball over the forecourt. Nobody home on Mike Kennedy. And his turnaround 8-foot jumper is good. And Skagway's got to find who they're supposed to be on. Quickly, Skagway gets the ball inbounds, gets it over to Stephen McKnight. Stephen McKnight does not look to the far rim. He instead tries to pass it back to Kota Shindo, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Alex Ackerman now has the ball, gets it over to Kota. Kota working against a triple team, gets through it, and now passes up to Stephen McKnight, gets the ball right back from a great press break by Skagway. Kota looks at a 24-footer, no good. Stephen McKnight fighting for the rebound, and it's ripped out by Trey Marvin. Looks like Kowak wants the ball a little bit more than Skagway. Oh, except for Kota Shindo. A beautiful play. Oh, they call him for a double dribble. He doesn't like it. And I don't blame him. It didn't look like he had possession of the ball, and the officials are going to talk to him about dribbling it too hard. But Kota Shindo, with a smile on his face, understands what happened. And said, you know, sorry. And that's not something that you'll see a lot of Kota showing too much frustration. But that was a turnover from Skagway. And Kowak has the ball now. Kate Yockey gets the ball over to Edenshaw. Gets it back over to Yockey. Yockey dribbling on the baseline. Wants to work. Gets it back out top to Edenshaw. Back over to Yockey. A pump fake. And, ooh, they call a foul, a blocking foul on Kota Shindo. But it looked like Yockey had put his shoulder down and plowed right into Kota, who had good possession, position on the floor, but they did call it on Kota. The Chieftains, a quick inbound play. Ooh, yeah. You've got to watch out. You can't let your player get free on the block on an inbound play, and that's exactly what just happened for Edenshaw, who got open for the bucket. Give that bucket to Michael Kennedy. Skagway trying to break that pressure again. Stephen McKnight unable to catch up to the wayward pass. Dives out of bounds for it. Great hustle play by McKnight. Unable to get it. And it will go back over into the hands of Kowak. 15-2 the score. 1:56 left to go here in the first quarter. And Skagway playing a much better brand of basketball tonight than they did last night. It's partially because of this, or probably mostly because of this man-to-man defense that they're running and their ability now to break that pressure D. And a quick shot up on Yaki, no good. Rebound fought for. Picked up by Kota Shindo, and he's kind of one-on-two, one-on-three. Not really a fast break opportunity so much, but he does have an opening for a three-point bucket. Shoots it up, no good. Rebound comes down into the hands of Yaki. And when Kota gets a step, he is deadly, but when he's defended, a much lower percentage shot. Did have a hand in his face on that. Quickly over to the left-hand side is Trey Marvin. His shot up, no good, but no box out. And he gets right back to the rim, shoots it, and it is good. And Skagway's got to work on boxing out and rebounding because they will get destroyed if they don't work hard on the offensive or the defensive glass, that is. Portishino fits it into the forecourt for Skagway. He is trapped, and a timeout is well called by coaches. Scott Lesh, it's a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here. 17 to the score. 57 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Scott Lesh bailed out Kota Shindo on that one as he was trapped in the corner and nobody was rotating over to help him out of that trap. So, Skagway, what do they have to do to maintain a reasonable reach within this basketball? They've got to control the basketball a little bit better. They've got to box out strong, not lose their man on defense. And then let the offense come to them. They have shown that they've got some offensive prowess. Kota Shindo is certainly one of those players. Danny Brady's got a good offensive look. Colt Belisle can put some points up, and so can Alex Ackerman. So they've got some offensive players. They just need to make sure to play good, solid defense. Ackerman now has the ball in the forecourt. Gets it over to Kota Shindo. Kota Shindo wants to work off a pick, and this is where Kota's deadly. His shot up, no good. Rebounded by Ackerman. Ackerman fighting for it down low. Gets it back out to Micah Cook. Micah Cook puts up a five-foot jump shot and knocks it down. That's the kind of game Skagway needs to play. They got big kids with long arms, and as long as they go out after that offensive rebound, they can do some damage offensively. Yaki has the ball now for the Chiefs. Oh, and a quick steal almost by Kota Shindo. Kota, very quick, and one of the toughest defenders Yaki will see this season. Yaki, defensively left alone. There was a switch for Skagway, and that switch failed. Left him open for the shot. He did not capitalize. Ball goes out of bounds, and it becomes Skagway's ball. And a quick turnover right back to Kloak as the ball is stolen from Colton Belisle. Shot up by Trey Marvin. No good. Rebound comes down to Kota Shindo. Kota Shindo's long three-quarter court shot as time expires in the first quarter. Falls harmlessly to the floor. It looked to me like he might have gotten fouled on that play, but the officials didn't see it my way.